Tom Rowe in Acro with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom, wgxc.org, for more information about any of these stories. Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that former Prattsville Town Supervisor Corey O'Hara is asking for probation for the financial fraud he admits to, taking grant money in the wake of Hurricane Irene. Federal prosecutors are in partial agreement over that proposed sentence. While he could be sentenced for 20 years in prison, O'Hara is asking for 1 year of probation from Justice Frederick J. Scullin, while the U.S. Attorney's Office is recommending 1 to 5 years probation. O'Hara admits that between 2013 and 2015, he obtained false invoices from Stephen Baker, the owner of Moore's Homes in Prattsville, faking construction work performed on his automotive garage, O'Hara's service station. Baker returned all the money from O'Hara, who submitted the false invoices to fraudulently obtain $24,915 in grant proceeds. At the time, Prattsville businesses were getting all sorts of grants after the remnants of Hurricane Irene wiped out much of the town in 2011. Assistant U.S. Attorney Cyrus P.W. Reich wrote a memo to the court that said O'Hara, as town supervisor, knew, quote, full well that grantees were required to pay for projects in full and provide proof of payment before collecting grant proceeds under the New York Main Street program, unquote. In July, O'Hara pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud and agreed to $24,915 in restitution to get all the other charges against him dropped. O'Hara's lawyer suggested that local reporting of O'Hara's fraud will stop him from any future crimes. Quote, the local press has caused him to lose customers and affected his reputation in Prattsville, unquote. O'Hara's attorney Lauren Owens said, quote, O'Hara has been adequately deterred from any future criminal conduct, and there is no need to protect the public from any future crimes by Mr. O'Hara, unquote. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. Paul Kirby reports for the Daily Freeman that Central Hudson is considering reducing estimated billing after many complaints from customers and a current investigation of the company's business practices from the Public Service Commission. Quote, we have heard our customers' concerns on this issue and are in the preliminary stages of evaluating pathways to potentially reduce the frequency of estimates on customers' bills, unquote, the company told the Daily Freeman. Quote, we understand that more recently, billing estimates have become a source of stress and confusion for our customers, especially during this time of heightened energy market volatility, unquote. In 2016, Central Hudson switched from reading meters every other month to sending out monthly bills, with half estimated based on the time of the year and previous consumption. And moving to fewer estimated bills will mean higher charges for customers. Quote, there are significant costs associated with transitioning away from bi-monthly estimates, either via technology or additional manpower, and we want to ensure we're meeting our customers' needs in a financially responsible way. We are in the early stages of this process, so we don't have yet a time frame for when any changes would take place, unquote, a Central Hudson official wrote to the newspaper. The change from Central Hudson may have come partially from a bill in the state legislature pending from State Senator Michelle Hinchey, a Democrat from Saugerties, that would require the utility to stop the estimated billing practice unless meters can't be read. Quote, my bill to ban estimated billing passed the Senate unanimously last year, but did not make it through the Assembly, and it is among my top priorities to get it passed through the full legislature this session to protect people's wallets and bring transparency to the utility industry as a whole in New York, unquote, Hinchey said in a statement. Quote, what we know, based on the lived experiences of thousands of constituents here in the Hudson Valley, is that utility companies are using proprietary estimation formulas that are clearly not based on previous usage, making it impossible for everyday New Yorkers to afford their bills, unquote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Steve Bannon reports for MSNBC that Representative Elise Stefanik is keeping up her full-throated defense of former President Donald Trump, but is so far mum on his dinner with a leading figure among white supremacists and anti-Semites. After Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed Jack Smith to oversee the criminal investigation into Trump, the former president ordered his backers to defend him, saying, quote, you people have to fight, you have to fight, you have to be strong, unquote. So on November 29th, Stefanik told the far-right Breitbart News that, quote, the facts are clear, Jack Smith is compromised. Joe Biden's weaponized DOJ has launched an illegitimate special counsel to investigate his number one political opponent, unquote. She said, when Republicans take over the House of Representatives in January, they will launch a counter-investigation, although she did not say exactly what they would investigate. Meanwhile, Stefanik is quiet so far on Trump's dinner meeting with notorious anti-Semites Kanye West and Nick Fuentes. PBS NewsHour asked 57 Republican lawmakers for comment on that meeting, and Stefanik is one of the many not responding with any comment about the former president meeting with fringe political figures with hateful political views. Stefanik represents the 21st congressional district in New York that includes Rensselaer County. Read more about this story at the MSNBC website. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.